The national skills shortage is being acutely felt by people living with a disability, particularly those in regional and remote parts of the country. A new report out today shows that the overall number of allied health workers in the disability sector has fallen. It means some people are struggling to access the National Disability Insurance Scheme, while others who already have a funding package can't access essential support. As Eleni Soltis reports.
Deanne Carpany is the CEO of Coastal Residential Service. As a disability service provider, she struggles to secure allied health workers for her clients in northwest Tasmania.
Occupational therapists, speech therapists and speech pathologists and behaviour support practitioners are the ones with the longest waiting lists. And I know there are strategies in train to get more people through those degrees and training to do it, but it's right here, right now that we need them.
The waiting lists for allied health workers can be long.
Well, I'm looking at 6 months at the moment. I've got somebody who has quite, you know, a strong behavioural issues, and we're still on a waiting list, I think 6 months down the track for a behaviour support practitioner to develop up a plan. And like I said, it's going to be another potentially 6 months before I get a plan written up for him. It is really hard, and we get some that are really good, really awesome. I guess it's like with anything, if you can get into if there's a long wait list for somebody, then potentially it's because they're very popular, they're very good at their job. So the ones that you can get into the quickest may be the ones that aren't necessarily the best.
The availability of allied health workers for National Disability Insurance Scheme participants is also an issue across mainland Australia.
Hello, my name is Alex Merrill. I am a speech pathologist located in Darwin in the Northern Territory.
Alex Merrill and her team travel across the Top End to provide services to remote communities. A lot of her clients are Indigenous. In the past 12 months, work has been challenging. There used to be 8 speech pathologists working in her team. Now it's down to 4. She says there's a shortage of speech pathologists across the territory, and she says it's her clients who are losing out.
We aren't always able to provide a consistent and regular service, and I think in the remote space, it does take time to build rapport, build relationships, and that sense of trust amongst the community. And so sometimes that might mean that some clients are missing intensive therapy or those services that they so desperately require. And because we're travelling out to remote communities on a 6-weekly rotation, for some people that might mean that it could be months between services.
Alex Murrell's struggle with staffing is underscored by a new survey out today. National Disability Services interviewed 274 disability service employers. It found while the employment rate of disability support workers remained steady, there was a decline in the rate for permanent allied health workers, dropping from 83% to 78%. Laurie Lee is the CEO of National Disability Services.
The other figures that stood out were, for example, the casual turnover rate for allied health workers has also increased significantly from 13% to 20%, which is very different to the percentages for disability support workers generally. And I think that what that shows is across that whole allied health workforce, there has been an increasing amount of turnover, a decreasing amount of allied health accessibility.
And Laurie Lee says the pandemic has only exacerbated the availability of allied health workers.
But also, I think there's competition from other industries, such as aged care or veteran services. There is also private practice that allied health practitioners can go into. So the NDIS needs to be really attractive to be able to retain allied health workers within the NDIS system.
Allied health professionals have also raised concerns in the survey about the fact that under NDIS pricing arrangements, some of the time spent in providing an allied health service remains unbillable. Why is that a concern?
I think that's a concern because allied health professionals are really specialists in their practice, particularly when they are working with participants under the NDIS. And there's a need for them to have a good investment into their training, their development, their supervision and mentoring. And those things aren't necessarily covered well by the current NDIS pricing.
And that's something disability service provider Deanne Carpany is also worried about. She would like to see a better pricing regime that would ensure allied health workers spend more time with clients and more time training disability service staff.
I look at around the $200 an hour for a behaviour support practitioner to do a plan. For example, if they've given 20 or 40 hours, then they've got that a similar pay rate, you know, hourly pay rate for meeting with the client and discussing things right through to sitting at the desk and writing up those plans and then conducting training with staff, which is, you know, absolutely imperative that the staff are trained in how to deliver and implement those behaviour strategies. So I have examples where the money has run out and we've had to cut short the amount of training that the staff are provided with. So, you know, out of 20 hours for a plan, for example, if the behaviour support practitioner uses 15 in the, you know, information gathering and writing up that report, then there might only be 5 hours left at the end of the plan to train staff.
Deanne Carpany is the CEO of Coastal Residential Service, ending that report by Eleni Soltis.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.